This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Listen, I mean, I'll use his name. We're talking about Alex Jones, and the fact of the matter is that the companies that allow people like him, conspiracy theorists, to be able to purvey lies have a responsibility. There is no constitutional duty on an internet company to allow somebody to terrorize parents of mass tragedies like Alex Jones did for so long. The Newtown families are proceeding with a court case to try to hold him accountable. The companies that allow for this nonsense, this garbage to be spread out over the internet, have a responsibility and a duty themselves to do something earlier than they did in the case of InfoWars. I wish that these parents could shut it all out, but they can't.
That's enough of him. And some of he and the media are the ones constantly promoting it. I barely even ever covered it. The internet didn't believe a lot of it. That's our right if people want to do that. And now they just won't stop. And it's a synthetic lie. And then this guy's running a stay-behind group that Obama put in government to shut down the press and Trump. And he's just a monster. I mean, he needs to be indicted for being part of this. And Trump is talking about indicting the co-conspirators, including Schiff.
Oh, precisely. I mean, the actual coverage of InfoWars, of course, was 90% that Sandy Hook was a real event, and that the only reason, the only questions mostly that were raised were about whether there were second shooters or third shooters, whether or not Big Pharma's role in giving people SSRI drugs, where it was influencing.
Let's be clear, you're the head lawyer. You've done thousands of hours.
Absolutely. So you review everything. Paul Watson, of course, always believed it was a real event. He's the editor in charge here of InfoWars. So that was always the message from InfoWars, was whether or not the government was being straightforward, whether the government was being clear, whether the government was doing its duty to disclose accurate, honest information. And, of course, ultimately, the Connecticut Supreme Court determined that the law enforcement had hid information that they were not supposed to hide. And that included the horrifying aspect of this tragedy was that the school system did not give the teachers the means to safeguard the school by giving them the means to lock the doors from the inside. That was one of the things that apparently they were trying to cover up by focusing exclusively as the only sole culprit of this incident being a gun. They didn't want to talk about the role of drugs. They didn't want to talk about the role of the school system. They didn't want to talk about the role of law enforcement that could have done things different, that could have protected people's lives. And that's what, and so as a consequence, you see some of these high ranking politicians in Connecticut try to demonize you and try to demonize InfoWars and try to make that the sole source of any particular problem in this particular instance. And that's what's happening. And it's not a coincidence that the exact same Senator Murphy, that's leading this political warfare and is engaging in supporting the lawfare that's taking place and using his political connections and ties to help accomplish and achieve that, is also the same guy that wants to suppress and censor speech across the internet of anyone who has an independent dissident view than his.
And again, our listeners are like, yeah, we know there's censorship. I understand, folks. This is the whole enchilada. This is the one thing Trump hasn't moved on, and I want to come back with Ben Garrison and you and talk about the next level of deception where they said they're going to take people off for the comments on their page. So we're having to prepare legal action just to defend ourselves. I mean, this is a nightmare situation, but it's because, as you said, our speech is the truth. It's winning. But just briefly, what should the president do in 60 seconds first to stop these people?
So he should do the same thing he did for the universities and colleges and say that grants and other federal funding of these various big tech social media giants will not continue unless they support free speech and the First Amendment. And he should propose legislative changes to Section 230 of the immunity laws that says unless they comply with the First Amendment, they're no longer immune under the law. And if that could, those two steps by themselves could reverse the equation in this situation and could mean, for example, just yesterday, Unplanned, a very popular movie that's a pro-life movie. Twitter completely basically took them off and shadow banned them.
They said you can't promote it and you can't spend money and promote it.
Not only that, when people were trying to follow them, they would be unfollowed 5 seconds later. So someone would follow the Twitter feed, then it would magically
disappear. It's everybody's speech. It's
absolutely. They're not going to stop at Alex Jones. They're using Alex Jones as the example to stop and suppress independent speech everywhere.
It's like East Germany.
Precisely. It's very much a Stasi mentality. It's a Soviet mentality. That's what the new left believes in. They believe in control. They don't believe in freedom.
pro-life movie, unplanned, blocked on Twitter hours after release. And they, I think they, it was Google banned the ads. Yeah, pull that up. We'll talk about that when we come back. Google banned the, no, we're not taking your money. Your money's no good here. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
I'd play the Red River Valley. He'd sit out in the kitchen and cry, and run his fingers through 70 years of living. I wonder, Lord, as ever will I drill run dry. We were friends, me and this old man,
like desperado waiting for a train, like desperado waiting for a train.
He's a drifter and a driller of oil wells, and an old school man of the world. He let me drive his car when he's too drunk to, and he'd wink and give me money for the girls. And our lives were like some old western movie,
like Desperado waiting for a train, like Desperado.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're here live. David Knight.
From the time that I could walk, he takes
8 a.m., the David Knight Show Central. Owen Schroyer, the War Room. 3 p.m. Central. And they're doing their best to keep us from launching more shows. I plan to have like 20 hours live by the end of last year. We couldn't under all the attacks. And, you know, they fought us to a standstill. I'll just give you that report. It'll make them happy. That's why we need your support financially, buying the products. InfoWarsStore.com. We're having huge victories in the fight against the globalists, but because of that, they're focusing on us to take us out. This is a war. They tried to get the president, so now they're focusing on myself and others And as we told you, once the censorship was complete with me, they would then move on to everybody else's speech, and it's all over the news. TV networks reject ads for anti-abortion movie. Twitter blocking users from following anti-abortion film in second recent glitch. Every time they get caught, it's always a glitch. Then we get internal documents that it's not. And then we also have Wired even admitting that Ben Garrison got false flagged. And I thought of him. This happened to us last week. He is the most prolific political cartoonist in the world today. He was already in the top 20 or so in mainstream magazines and newspapers, started just doing some basic libertarian stuff, and boy, they attacked him, so he went full-time. And he is undoubtedly the biggest political cartoonist, if not the biggest cartoonist in the world now. And so how did they go after him? Well, they said the alt-right did it. No, they didn't. They did this to me. The leftists, the troll farms, we've infiltrated them. They started taking his great art and putting Nazi stuff on it. And the Southern Poverty Law Center and everybody else went along with it and said it was Ben Garrison, even though they could go in 2 minutes and go to his website and see that if the original art was there, they didn't care. Well, they've done the same thing to me now. They're wanting the final Instagram and Facebooks that we never had banned that were left up, that, quote, didn't violate the rules, and a few racist comments, a few anti-Israel against me. And they said, oh, yes, if it goes up to 30% anti-Semitic in the comments, we'll ban them, wink, wink, giving the order for folks to go do it. And now I only have two moderators. They're having to sit in there and delete these comments as fast as they come in, and because we know it's a false flag. They're smolleting me, the term that I coined, meaning when you go stage a hate crime against yourself to blame right-wingers, it's called smolleting. And I'm just a libertarian. So leaked emails reveal Facebook's intense internal discussion over Alex Jones' anti-Semitic posts on Instagram. So when other people are talking about five anti-Semitic comments out of 560, their own emails came out, I'm the anti-Semite. And, of course, it's Jake Cantor, who doesn't want to retract because he wants to get sued, who first reported it and created the whole story. So we're going to go to Ben Garrison, but just briefly, you can ride shotgun with a few segments. Bob Barnes, what do you call this? It's clearly a false flag.
I was going to say, it's a new form of false flag. The new form of false flag is to go on somebody else's page, pretend to be a supporter, and by pretending to be a supporter, say things that violate the terms of service of that particular social media network, and thereby get that person deplatformed, that person's post taken away, that person's ability to post taken away. And as Facebook admitted, their ultimate objective is to label a person by their name in such a way that their name has to be the person who cannot be named. That if you even said the words Alex Jones, you could be banned off of social media. That was their ultimate goal and objective, and the entire premise and predicate for it was to get people to basically falsely have these trolls, these lefty trolls, pretend to be racist, post racist things, then report their own post and say, holy cow, look at all these racist comments that are on this
page. And we've confirmed it in IP addresses when we do our own comments on the site, which we've gone back to. We can see the same guys posing as 20 people saying racist things to each other.
Exactly. They've been doing it for a long time. The troll farm was a leftist invention, not a Russian invention.
And Candace Owens caught them doing it to her.
Exactly. And they've done it repeat. A lot of people have caught them over the last half decade or so.
It was like feminists going, the Nazis want to get you, but we're going to protect you because she was doing well online. And then she checked IPs. It was the same people.
Precisely. They did it to Reddit to take down a whole bunch of sections of Reddit so that those sections disappeared forever from commentary. So they've been doing it. They've done it on Twitter repeatedly and routinely. For example, they blamed Milo for something that actually wasn't what Milo did. It was what they did to get Milo banned off of Twitter. So it's been a consistent pattern. They know it's happening. They know it's occurring.
And now I want to go to Ben here, but I'm going to talk to you after the break on this and get Ben's take. The left in the streets, I've noticed, has adopted the fraud from the highest levels. They know it's lies. They're like an army. It's like when I was at Lucy's Fried Chicken. They come to my table three times to threaten me, and then when I walk out, they threaten me more. Then they edit the tape to say I attack them, but luckily the restaurant's now gone public. Alex is welcome. They started fights three times. They threw them out. I was leaving. But again, the hundreds of papers ran with the lie.
Oh, precisely. Just like they did at Covington. It's about edited video. And with the modern technology, the ability to edit video and to create false narratives and false stories is at an all-new high. And they're just using comment sections now to achieve that and accomplish that.
Ben Garrison, you're with us for the rest of the hour. Thanks for joining us. We're going to talk all about this. But what do you call this situation?
Well, it's an attack on people like you and me who want to preserve the republic We're libertarians. We're conservatives. We're not alt-right. We're not far-right. And we're not Nazis. And we're not anti-Semitic. I mean, that's the narrative that gets foisted upon us. You know, I've, as you know, I went through years of hell with this because I was an unknown cartoonist. I mean, in 2009, and it's been almost 10 years since I penned my first independent editorial cartoon. And what did I draw? It was an anti-Federal Reserve cartoon because I was thinking to myself, well, how come I haven't seen any anti-Federal Reserve cartoons drawn by, you know, conventional liberal cartoonists out there? I've never seen any. I'm going to draw them then. So I drew them, and then I quickly found out why, because when you do that, you get attacked fairly quickly. And by 2010, my work was being routinely defaced and vandalized into anti-Semitic and racist imagery. You can see right there, I mean, I did a Ben Bernanke.
Stay right there. Let's talk about this when we come back. And again, Nazis and people have a right to their free speech. The point is now the left projects on us and says we don't have a right. Everybody has a right. Remember that?
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Alex Jones Show.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve, yeah. Climbing the hill. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will. Taking their way, the only way they know how.
But that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Just a little bit more than the law will allow.
I'm going to host some of the next hour when Gerald Salente's on, because there's a bunch of breaking news I haven't gotten to. We also have exclusive video and footage of the Border Patrol delivering illegal aliens to leftist centers. Now, the Border Patrol first told us about this 5 years ago, and we exposed it. It's happening again. And that's because there's not enough room at the detention centers. And under law, they once they get across, they can't turn them back. They'll say, well, Trump needs to do it. There's law. It's got to be changed. And McAllen said, you know, usually their record number is, what, 3,000? They're getting about 15,000 a day. El Paso's record is about 3,000. They're getting about 15,000 a day. This has all been initiated by the Democrats and the globalists saying, come to El Norte, it's all free. So the border's broken right now. And the Border Patrol isn't even allowed to take people to be medically checked. And so they're being trafficked, you name it, that's been confirmed. That's start of the next hour. That is exclusive on Infowars.com. It was shot by a reporter who was so threatened. A famous reporter shot this. A famous reporter gave this to us who did this on her own, separate from the news network she works for. That's what it's gotten down to in this country. I'm not at liberty to tell you who, but this is getting Twilight Zone. That's why InfoWars is so important, is we're the place that will put this out, and only you can amplify it. So getting back to Mr. Garrison here, who, of course, does the great work over at his website, GRRR Graphics, graphics.com, and still at Twitter for now, at Graphics. Ben, you were getting into the systematic false flagging, but also just the censorship, the shadow banning. I mean, speak more of your experiences, and of course, attorney at law here, great First Amendment lawyer, one of the top ones in the country, Bob Barnes, to give us your expert take on how we counter this. Because I keep beating the drum here, folks, that this is the one thing that could lose 2020. It's the one thing where they're winning is the censorship. It's what we've got to focus on.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, the way they've targeted even cartoonists like Ben, who's sort of innocuous, who do, you know, in terms of his graphics, he just does
very nice, family friendly, but very
absolutely
effective.
Correct. There's nothing bad about it at all. It's just politically sage, and it's using an art form that the left had a large degree of cultural control over, and using it instead for a different political agenda than they want to see pushed out there. And so that's why he's been targeted, and that's why they've gone after him and used any pretext to do so. And it's the new form of false flag. The new form of false flag is to create a false impression around someone, a false innuendo about that person in order to shame them and shame anybody that's connected to them to want to be participant with them and the rest.
Ben, what do you think of this new level, though, where comments on the Instagram, I'm to blame, and then they say I'm anti-Semitic, and then don't tell you until later it's for comments. I mean, that's defamation right there.
Well, yeah. I mean, I tried my best to counter the defamation and copyright infringement. Look, at first I did what everybody says you should do, is ignore the trolls. Okay, I ignored the trolls for 2 years, and it got worse. I came to the conclusion, okay, you don't do anything about the trolling, it's going to get worse. You do something about it, it's going to get worse. And by 2014, Facebook had hosted 10 pages of impersonators impersonating me with all the all the vandalized cartoons, me calling for murder, murder of African Americans and murder of Jews, blatant, let's kill them. And Facebook would write back, doesn't violate our community standards. And so I had to endure this, and all this went on the search engines, and if anybody typed in the, and that time period, if anybody typed in
no,
the
listen, I had you on like 5 years ago, and people were emailing me saying, why are you having that anti-Semite on?
Well, it's one of these things where it's designed to shut you up. They want you shut up. And if they can just use these brutal, look, these people have all the power. The social media, the Zuckerbergs, and you know the Dorsey people, all the Silicon Valley chieftains, they have the power. But power is not sufficient evidence of truth.
That's right.
I think people are starting to realize that they don't have a lock on the truth, but they pretend they do because they're the authorities. Anyway, it really destroyed my commercial art career because I was drawing the cartoons on the side for free. I didn't expect to make money on the cartoons. I didn't want to make money. I saw it as my patriotic duty. I was making money through my commercial art business, which was continued to dry up to the point where I could not get a job from any corporation because HR departments are inhabited by SJWs who have nothing to do with anything. You know, anything that is controversial like me.
Well, that was my next question is, I mentioned earlier, the ground level SJWs are now fully radicalized, and they'll kick you out of restaurants. I was thrown out of a restaurant this weekend. They just said, no, we don't serve you here. Get out of here, which is fine. I wish they'd put a sign on the door saying, we don't support free speech. We don't support conservatives or Christians. Then I would, believe me, I do not want to come in your place. But they are literally getting to this level where now they'll false flag you on the streets, what I'm saying, Ben. Like the average leftist now will literally attack you and then say you did it and then giggle about it. I mean, something happened to the left. They love war in national Gallup polls now. The average, quote, liberal or leftist is pro-war just because Trump's anti-war.
And anti-free speech. And what you see is it's very much like the 1920s communist-style infiltration, because what Ben is talking about is that the people who believe in the sort of SJW, social justice warrior, Stasi-style mentality, of cultural control, who believe in sort of the old Catholic inquisitional mechanism of thought control, which is they've gone to human relations departments, the human resources departments, advertising departments. They disproportionately control this. That's why you see a company like Gillette put out an ad that's anti their own customer base and anti men. It's because the people running their advertising budget and the people running the human resources budget are of the same cultural control.
It's a conscious cult. Mindset. It's a cult.
Absolutely, it's a cult. It's a cult. And they're heavily influenced in, of course, education as well, both at the public education level, elementary schools, all the way up to public universities. And so their last bastion of independent thought and freedom that exists out there is the independent free press, people like Ben and his independent cartoons, and that's why they target them for harassment. If they weren't successful, if Ben wasn't successful, if Ben wasn't popular, if he wasn't speaking a deep, deep truth, they wouldn't need to suppress, censor, and shame him the way they have.
Well, I mean, they fear memes. The EU is trying to ban memes. That just means ban cartoons. As long as humans have been here, we've drawn things on the cave walls. We've drawn things in the sand. And then whoever could draw the best was like, well, you're the chief, you know, basically, who could communicate best. And so what they're saying is you don't even get to use language. Think about the power. I want to come back with Ben and ask him about that and how he thinks we fight back. But you know, I meant to do this, and I get so busy. People can go to his website and buy some of his prints. We have them all over the office, garbage.com. But hopefully sometime we're planning to set up or with some folks want to work with a site where we have art to actually finance the Liberty Movement, because artists that are telling the truth need to be funded, because, as you heard him, he was a successful guy doing covers of magazines, all that stuff. And he lost his business because he stood up for America. And if you look at his work, it's pretty libertarian. We'll talk to Ben Garrison in one more segment with you as well, Bob Barnes. And then we are going to do the fourth hour with Gerald Celente. And I'm going to do part of it to break a bunch of exclusive news that's up on newswars.com. Pretty powerful footage to see the Border Patrol acting as Uber to deliver the illegal aliens into the country. But that's what they have to do by law. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists, understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking forward.
Ben Garrison's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Please don't forget, without you supporting us, getting books, getting T-shirts, we sell some event stuff, his book, got a new one coming out. Without you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, we cannot continue this operation. And you may know all about the New World Order. It's about how we're going to reach new people. And we have the very best supplements, the very best non-GMO heirloom seeds, the very best storable foods, the very best air filtration and water filtration systems. Whatever the best is, I go out, I make a deal, and then I sell it to you at a low price. And folks, X2 will change your life. We thought we couldn't get more of it. Deep Earth Crystal Pure Iodine in the organic oil, plant oil that is so incredible for your body. The missing link. When I forget to take it, I totally feel it. It's back in stock. 98% reviews. Go read the thousands and thousands of reviews, five-star reviews, see what it's done for people, energy, stamina, focus, their whole life, their skin, Survival Shield, X2, or simply call toll-free, 888-253-3139, InfoWarsLive.com takes you right to the supplements, InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site, it's all there, 50 to 60% off, store-wide, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, without your purchases, we are unable to carry this out. So, man, I've been asking a lot of questions, but I wanted, and I want Bob, this segment, he's still with us, to ask any questions he's got or statements, but other points you'd like to make about this censorship, because I know that Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, they all got everybody in the last 20 years with their own websites and their own businesses and their own billboards to point them there to their Facebook and YouTube pages and Twitter pages, people believing it was theirs. And Twitter left it out there and let the most outrageous stuff go on forever. But now they're just cracking down and saying you can't say learn to code. There's an article up on InfoWars.com, the top story. Right now, where people are coming out saying, what is this? I mean, the language policing is like beyond the worst university you've ever seen. Where do you think this is all going?
It's not going to a good place, Alex. We see what's going on in China with their social credit system, and we already have that in the beginnings of that here, where if you're a conservative and you want to speak up and preserve the republic, which we're a republic now in form rather than substance, because we let a big bureaucratic authoritarian oligarchy take over. So, but now if you have a low social credit, if you're just Christian or white or male, it seems like, or heterosexual, but if you violate what they see as, their guidelines of free speech, you could have PayPal pull the plug on you. Some people are experiencing that they can't do any banking. So, as much as I detest Nazis, I still think they have a right of free speech. And the ACLU actually used to defend Nazis and give them the right to speak out in March. But now they just go ahead and try to get, and if you have unpopular speech, unpopular to the SJW crowd, they go after your employment. They did that to me. I had somebody write me and say, I'm not going to rest until you're fired and out on the streets. He didn't know I was self-employed. But in effect, my business was compromised. And in fact, I got kicked out of the art gallery I was in up here because all the trolls ganged up on the art gallery.
Oh, we've lost five of our six bank accounts.
They don't want you to make money. And if we had no supporters, and that's what we turned it around. We turned it around 2016. And my wife Tina says, I'm going to get on social media and I'm going to spread those cartoons better than the trolls are. And she did. She made it her full-time job. And she worked long hours so that I could regain my own voice. But we could not have had the success we've had recently without help from supporters. And as reluctant as I was to rattle a tin cup around, I said, yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it by myself. I won't be able to draw the cartoons without help. And fortunately, we've had a lot of people who like my cartoons keep us afloat. And now we have a book coming out this summer to mark the 10-year anniversary. It's called Ben's Big Book of Editorial Cartoons.
I want to order a bunch, so I'm going to get you on the line with my order folks because I want to be selling them at InfoWarsStore.com. And I can't wait to put one on my coffee table because they're pro-family, they're pro-America, they're family-friendly. I think churches ought to have these. I mean, these are so – people have the money. You should buy two copies and donate one to the library because people – I understand a book like that's going to get checked out hundreds of times. And a book like that will wake up young people as well. I love your cartoons because they're timeless, they're evergreen, and they're good for adults and children.
Well, thank you. And like I said, though, I mean, I wouldn't be here without the supporters. I just wouldn't be because I have spent the last of our savings in 2014 on a book, and the book was designed to prove to the world that I wasn't a racist, anti-Semitic Nazi, and the book flopped. And after that, I was ready to throw in the towel. I said, these cartoons caused me nothing but grief and cost me so much money, and it cost me my sanity almost because I was walking around white hot mad all the time.
Sure, but man, isn't it fair to say that it made you an even better cartoonist and that you are now more successful than you've ever been?
Yes, it did. But you know what? And now I look back at it, and I can't imagine why I got so angry. Now I'm able to laugh at the trolls. And when I see places like 4chan that still deface my cartoons once in a while, I even laugh at those. It just doesn't bother me anymore. Maybe I just got so calloused by the experience.
Well, you also had mainstream media claiming that that was your cartoons. So they've had to back off now as you fought back. Bob, what will people, if we defeat the censorship, what will they call this period that we're alive in right now?
Well, it's sort of its own form of dark ages, potentially. In other words, it's very much a transitional time period where either freedom is going to succeed or authoritarianism is going to succeed. And you're seeing it at a broad scale and in multiple contexts. So you have a big tech engines that are trying to build a Chinese model, who really think the Chinese were probably going to dominate in 20, 20, 30 years, and who are building their big tech model for a social media control, censorship and shaming strategies, the social credit attributes that Ben is talking about, that was going to be worldwide and global. And it's fighting back against the Chinese model for the future of the United States and the future of the world. And so this is the key transitional time period where either they win or we win. And that's why they're doubling down. That's why they're intensifying their attacks. That's why they're going after InfoWars and you in particular, because they need to be able to destabilize and shut down the independent free press in the country that is their true threat to their authoritarian objectives.
Is the left, if they get defeated, are going to be known like real Nazis, like embarrassed they were ever Nazis? Because, again, the average leftist, when you talk, they go, yeah, we know we're making it up. We're going to get you and kill you. I mean, they've converted the average leftist to consciously knowing it's all a fraud, loving the Jesse Smollett stage stuff. Maddie got caught. Now, they're still bleeding heart liberals that mean well, but a lot of them have now converted to, no, we're the ruling class.
Exactly. And they want control of thought, control of ideas, control of speech. And when you listen to what Ben is talking about, where the social credit system is labeling people in such a way that they can't get employment, can't have successful mechanisms, really it's the old Nazi numbering system. They're just putting numbers on people inside of their arms.
Incredible discrimination.
Precisely.
But, you know, in law, don't we really have laws against discrimination against people's politics? Because, you know, they say we don't, but, I mean, isn't there mechanisms?
There should be, and there's supposed to be, and there's some laws that on paper protect us, but unfortunately the courts have too frequently and too often been closed to it. So we have, because of the way the lawfare system has worked, too much of the judicial branch shares the same ideological approach as the left, and that's causing hindrances in being able to achieve a positive outcome through the court system. So it's going to create political pressure in the court of public opinion to make sure the law reflects what it should be.
I want to explain how bad it is. This weekend I went into a restaurant. Slash bar, nice little place, looked nice, with my wife and Rob Dew, and we were there, and some of the patrons came over and said, oh, you're Alex Jones, and I shook their hand and everything, and they were Beto supporters, and I said, that's fine, and then the manager comes over and says, I want you to leave, and I said, why, just, we're not going to serve you, go. So that's the level it's gotten to. That, oh, we're not going to, and they think it hurts me, like I'm a peer pressure sellout, like they are. No, it makes me work harder, like, man, it's getting bad.
Absolutely. They literally want to put, effectively, numbers on people's arms to control whether they have access to the banking system, social media, the ability to express speech, the ability to have dinner out. That's the effect of what they're doing.
Of course, you've been out dinner with me, and most folks are big fans. But,
oh, of course.
But still, these little isolated pockets, just put a sign on your door that we're not welcome. We want you to go bankrupt. We hate you.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Daniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The number one most demonized attack lied about broadcast in the world. It's where a platform for everybody to be able to stand up and tell the truth and speak out. Bunch of exclusives I'm going to cover in the first two segments of the next hour. One of them is on Infowars.com. Infowars exclusive video, Border Patrol being used as illegal immigrant Uber service. And then some of the folks, well, we're not the Border Patrol, but some of the folks at the, quote, Christian church, and say, you don't show these people. The smugglers might come after them. Wait a minute. They're being smuggled in. They paid smugglers to get here. It's on newswars.com as well. And again, TV networks rejecting ads for anti-abortion movie that are G-rated. Twitter blocking it. Mainline MD doctors with Facebooks about vaccine damage and the fact that vaccines can really hurt you. The inserts say it. They're all being banned. So you can see how this has gone into total overdrive. Then they use me as a straw man and lie about what I've said and done, but to make the whole debate about me. And in the process, I just get more and more and more and more famous. But in this crazy world where what I actually say has trouble getting out, gets out on these local radio stations, it gets out at Infowars.com. But the average person is so habituated to Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube, they go, man, I used to love your show. I used to watch it every day on YouTube. I used to watch it every day on iTunes or listen. Sad your show's off the air. They believe mainstream. And I go, I'm on the air every day, Infowars.com. So Alex Jones isn't dead. The free press isn't dead. Free speech isn't a crime. And that's why those of you that are smart enough to know the show's still on the air have to keep spreading the word. In ways, the hardcore audience has gotten bigger. And Congress and the military is listening, and people all the world are listening. People know this is a verboten program. But to the general public that kind of just thinks of things as channels, they get habituated to the channel they go to, and they don't hear it there anymore on like iHeartRadio or wherever. We're taking off everywhere. Because, you know, that's the move. That's what you do. Yeah, he's getting banned. We're going to do it, too. And you're like, wow, iHeartRadio, that's Clear Channel. There's leftists in everywhere. Fox News, I'm told by high-level Fox hosts, the biggest there are, that, Alex, you understand, 80% of the staff are leftist. They've taken over. It's just what he was saying earlier, Bob Barnes, is they get in key positions like they did with Ben Garrison to block him out of business when he started doing his own private articles. So, again, it's right. It's the direct patronage of people like you to go to graphics.com and get a poster or to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a book. That's how this is happening. And it's nip and tuck for us, I can tell you. So in closing, Ben, I really appreciate you joining us. And it was great when you came to Austin and hung out with us in Sabo. And I do want to do some exciting things in the future. I do want to carry your new book when it comes out. But again, getting back to Trump, I like a lot of what he's doing, but hopefully you can do a cartoon, if you think of a good way to do it, where he's handling all this other stuff great, but he's leaving this one area open of the censorship.
Well, you know, I support Trump not because he's perfect. He's not perfect. I support him because he might be our last best hope to turn things around. I mean, I would like to see him do a lot more. I mean, let's pardon Assange. Let's overturn the Patriot Act along with Obamacare. I mean, he could do a lot more than he's done, but the cornerstone is the wall. We have to have the wall. I mean, I was watching Bill Maher the other night, and Bill Maher says, oh, these are just kind people who want to come up here and pick our lettuce. What's wrong with that? Well, they also, I read a statistic that they cost the country $115 billion per year in social costs and prisons and everything else. So they're coming up here to get free stuff. They're coming up here so they could vote, take away our guns and our liberties.
Oh, yeah.
It boils down to this. They're calling us extremists now. I get called extremists all the time. I lost a lot of my liberal friends because they think I'm mean, because I don't want to allow all these people in here. And somehow that makes me a hater.
And they don't even know that Latin America has collapsed. They don't understand how deadly dangerous this is.
Well, my thing is, I like that quote by Goldwater. He said, extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. So I'm going to stay as, I'll be an extremist in the defense of liberty. But the thing that, here's what it boils down to, Alex, is my old liberal friends see the world, they see themselves as good people. They're doing good in the world. They want government to go out and do their bidding, which is to solve the world's problem and bring about a utopia. But this Star Trek-like utopia can't happen. Instead, what they deliver is a Mad Max dystopian world. And that's where we're heading if we continue to let these egalitarian strains of let's get the government is wise, they're intelligent, they're so helpful, they love us, and they want to help people. No, we conservatives see government as something dangerous, something that tends to keep growing and get more corrupt, and they steal from the hardworking man. the government doesn't produce anything. They just take. So that is what I want to try to do with my cartoons, is to try to get people to realize that, hey, government is gotten so big and out of control. And my next big worry is going to be mandatory vaccines. And if they can control your health, which they already do to a large degree, I mean, they got the fluoride in the water and you breathe the chemtrails and they call it global engineering now, but it's, if they can inject mercury and aluminum directly into your brain, then, and then simultaneously make sure that you can't sell raw milk, well, it's over. We have to make sure that we have control over our own bodies. And so I'm going to draw more cartoons that have to do with this vaccination abuse that we see.
So, oh, that's my line in the sand, and to take your paraphrase, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Never for a moment should it be left to irresponsible action.
Our founding fathers knew this very well, and that's why you don't see the word democracy in our Constitution. And yet, when you turn on the news, that's all you hear from these commentators is our democracy, our democracy. They're really saying our socialism, our socialism, our socialism. That's what they're driving hard to the hoop to bring about is socialism. And I'm going to draw all the cartoons I can to speak out in socialism in all its forms. There is no good form of socialism. Sweden is not a socialist country. It's a heavily taxed country. But they say, well, let's be like Sweden. They're socialists. Why can't we be socialists?
And they're going to collapse within a few years.
It will. It always ends up leading to murder and death and death of millions.
It always leads to lazy people.
Killed up a century.
Ben, you are awesome. God bless you. Let's talk. I'm going to get Tim or one of the crew to call you. I want to order a whole bunch of that big book because I liked your other book we sold. But I said, like a year ago, you want to put on a big coffee table, and you said, I'm doing just that. So is this new book a big old book?
It's going to be 9 by 12, and we've already upgraded it to hardcover and thicker, glossy, because we keep pre-ordering the book. It's on Indiegogo, and I couldn't afford to print out a book that costs.
No, I understand, but now there's so much interest. Well, that's why I was saying earlier I never got around to it that I could finance you doing it, because I want you to be able to print 50,000 of these. We're going to talk soon, Ben. God bless you, and take care, my friend.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, there goes Ben Garrison. And I'm not kidding. I'm not kissing his butt. He was already a guy that did, like, magazine covers, major stuff for newspapers. I mean, he was a top guy. I've already seen his work many times. In the last decade, he has become the number one graphics person in the world. I mean, you never see anybody's stuff, really. It's all him. So you can get the 2016 presidential election collection by Ben Garrison at InfoWarsStore.com. But I can't wait till his new one comes out. I want to push that heavily because I really pushed him to put out a big coffee table book. And like so many people like Mark Dyson, they don't even have the money to do a 10,000 print with a publisher or to go out to a printer. They just do it where it's print on demand, and then the artist gets almost nothing. So, but I'm glad that he's got enough pre-orders to be able to even upgrade the quality, see? As people pre-ordered it, he's even able to upgrade the quality. That's how this works. Is it's like a plant. You put water on it. You give it, give it oxygen. You give it carbon dioxide. You give it sunlight. It lives. You don't, it dies. That's why I tell the listeners. Over the years, I've maybe plugged once an hour. Notice I'm plugging like twice an hour. And that's because we need the funding in the face of all these lawsuits. We got two lawsuits thrown out last week. The one in Cleveland over the flag burning, where we got blamed for stuff we didn't do, and I'm not going to get into it all, but the point is that we had folks covering a flag burning, and then a bunch of melee happened, and we were obviously not for burning the flag, and it just went sideways, but that all got dropped, and then half the suit in Virginia got cut out, and then the next phase, hopefully the rest will get cut out, but that's how those things work. But you don't hear that we've had 16 lawsuits thrown out in a year and a half at the cost of $3 million. Yeah, $3 million. You don't hear that. You hear that, Alex Jones is, losing, he's going under. Because they want to make us losers. They want to have wins. That's $3 million, not $3 million of product sold. $3 million of product is like $1.5 million. Then you got to spend that to run the operation. $3 million, $3 million money we lost to not be able to expand. We didn't go 24 hours a day last year because of that. I want the money in here to go to the next level. So please get a t-shirt, get a book, sign up for AutoShip so we can do it and rub it in the face of the...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.